tobacco can kill this town in one day. That's the message on two billboards near Lakeview, Iowa, and the message has angered some local officials. Lakeview has a population of about 1,200 people, and that's also the estimated number of people who die each day around the country from tobacco-related illnesses. An anti-smoking group called Just Eliminate Lies, or JEL, put up the billboards, and Mayor John Westergaard would like them taken down. He joins us from Lakeview. Mayor Westergaard, when did you first see these signs?
I saw the first sign Monday afternoon.
And what did you think when you saw it?
Well, I was shocked. I turned around, went back to make sure that what I saw is what was there. I was stunned and I felt that we were put in a negative light. It made Lakeview look like we were a dead town, is what I felt like.
And you got the connection, obviously, that it was an anti-smoking billboard.
Yeah, and I appreciate the efforts that they do on that, but I felt that if they were going to use Lakeview, they should have or would have asked us permission or talked to us about it. Or it just seemed to be, in my opinion, it was a negative comment about our community.
You know, as the mayor of a small town, you must feel pretty protective of Lakeview.
Yes. I think you find that in most small towns in Iowa anyway. A large percentage of the population was born and raised here. They've lived their entire lives here, and it's a close-knit community that likes to have positive comments about it, not negative ones. And we felt this was a negative connotation that Lakeview was a dying town. That's how we interpret that sign.
Is Lakeview a dying town?
No, no. In Iowa, there's not a lot of large communities other than the big cities you hear about, but in small towns, we're one of the few that's growing. We have a large lake, we have a state campground, we have a city campground, we have large parks, and we're working next summer on redoing our downtown Main Street. So we have a lot of things going, but most towns in Iowa are dying, but there's nothing left.
I imagine that the anti-tobacco folks would say that, you know, the best advertisements are the ones that shock. You have to sort of jolt people out of their seat, make them turn their car around.
And we're well aware that shock is the way they do this anymore. I just think there could have been a better way to shock them, I guess. This just didn't happen to suit us.
What are you hearing from the people who live in Lakeview about this?
You know, if you go to a small town in Iowa at 9 o'clock when the old people get their mail, they're going to tell you what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And a great number of them have come up to me and they said, well, you should do something and give them the dickens and see if you can't get them to take them down. So we're going to do our best.
That's your job, to give them the dickens, huh?
Well, yes. And that's exactly what we're, you know, and we understand we have to talk back and forth and get this worked out. I just don't think the state will bow to our wishes, but at least they're going to know what they are.
Yeah. Well, Mayor Westergaard, good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
John Westergaard is the mayor of Lakeview, Iowa, one of the towns targeted in the anti-smoking marketing campaign, What Town Is Next?